Don James, the longtime Washington Husky football coach, died of pancreatic cancer over the weekend. He was 80 years old. James led the Huskies from 1975 to 1992. His best season, 1991, when the Huskies were undefeated and won a share of the national championship. Don James resigned his job after the 1992 season after sanctions came down from the Pac-10 conference. Last month, James told me about his football roots. He grew up in Ohio.
Hey, you know, my dad played, and, football is important. All of the four boys went to college and on football scholarships. So, it was a big part of my life, and I idolized my high school coaches, and I decided then that of all the people that I was exposed to, I wanted to be like them, so I knew that coaching was what I wanted to do.
So when you look back at Don James, what is his legacy as a coach and as a man? Bob Condotta is a reporter for the Seattle Times. He was the Husky football beat reporter from 1997 until earlier this year. He joins me now. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Don James took over the Husky football program in 1975. You weren't around, but what was it like at that time?
Yeah, well, it was a little bit down at the time. Jim Owens had been the previous coach for 17 years, and Owens had had some good years, especially in the late 50s and early 60s, sort of in the one platoon era of football. As football evolved, Owens had some trouble adapting to that a little bit, and as two platoon football came in, and then there was also sort of the real notable racial unrest in kind of the 69 season. When James came in, in some ways you can kind of look at that as really the birth of the modern era of UW football in a lot of ways. One of the first things he did was make Warren Moon his quarterback, the first full-time, African-American starting quarterback at the University of Washington. In some ways it sent a signal in terms of that, but it also was just James picking the best guy for the job, and that was one of the things you always heard was he was always going to do what was best for the program. And that's what he thought was best for the program at the time.
Bob Condotta and Don James told me in an interview that I did last month that when the Huskies won their share of the national championship in 1991, that was one of the happiest moments of his life. But it was just a share of the championship. They had to split it with the University of Miami. Why?
Well, at that time, that was before that really was one of the seasons that really helped lead to a lot of what we have now, where they're moving closer and closer every year to having a true college football playoff. But right now, they at least have a little bit of a system to have the number one and number two teams face each other each year. At that time, the teams just went to where their conference affiliated, to the bowls that their conferences were affiliated with. So the Huskies went to the Rose Bowl, Miami went to the Orange Bowl. They each finished the season undefeated, and voters had a hard time choosing between the two.
So they picked Miami. Them both.
Yeah. So what ended up happening actually is there was almost sort of an understanding that one poll was going to pick Miami and the other one was going to pick Washington, because it was too hard to pick between the two of them, and people thought the fair thing to do was to have them split it.
Well, just a year after that split national championship, Don James quit. Why?
Well, they got into some. During the 1992 season, when they were still ranked number one in the country, there began to become some reports of various things that evolved into being judged to be NCAA violations. And in 1993, James was, they were already practicing for the 1993 season when the ruling came down more so from the Pac-10 than the NCAA about penalties. And a couple of the biggest ones were that they were not going to be allowed to go to a bowl game for 2 years. James thought the penalties were too harsh and unfair, and so he resigned/retired in protest. He felt like he didn't want to. He just thought it was so unfair that he didn't feel like he wanted to continue coaching.
And he was also mad that the University of Washington didn't back him up. When briefly, as we end this conversation, when we look at Seattle sport coaches, where does Don James stack up?
He's right at the top. There's nobody else really that has done quite the things he's done. If anybody comes close, maybe it's sort of Lenny Wilkins, who did lead the Sonics to an NBA title in 1979. University of Washington has such a long history. I mean, if you really want to go way, way, way back, Bill Doby had the longest in the early 1900s, has what is still one of the longest streaks of undefeated football ever. But it's kind of the modern era. James is right there. I mean, nobody else has done the kind of things that he's done.
Bob Condotta is a reporter for the Seattle Times. He covered Husky football from 1997 till earlier this year. Thank you so much, Bob.
All right, thank you.
Remembering the late Don James, he died over the weekend of pancreatic cancer, the man they call the Dog Father.